Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. We break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pods.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
1067 The Fan. Oh, buddy. NFL trade deadline day. Dallas made a trade. Philly's constantly making trades.
They make a lot of them.
I think you and I are in lockstep. We don't think Washington should make a trade, right?
Not as no buyer.
Not as a buyer. Seller, you have my interest.
Yeah.
Buying. No, thank you. The Steelers.
Yeah, I realize, bro. And this is from years of us just not being where we wanted to be. We don't have to do what just something just because everybody else is doing it, or do it because another team in our division did it. We got to do what makes us better or give us a chance of being better in the years to come, or the year to come, or the next whatever. We don't have to just jump because other people do stuff. And I think that's the mindset we've lived for with for years. We got to get to the point where everything is about this team getting better, not just trying to, you know, combat what somebody else does.
Agreed. I will open the phones. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Do you think Washington should be buying, selling? What should they be doing? The NFL trade deadline isn't like other sports where the trade deadline is a really active time. I want to run through possibilities, right? I was talking to my boy Frank Newby last night, and he's like, they're going to trade Payne. And I said, I don't know, man. Contract details matter a lot in these situations. Payne's going to want a new deal next year. Would you trade Payne, Brian Mitchell?
Depending on what somebody's offering. You know, depending on what somebody's offering. Because, like, I'll be honest with you, up to this point, he's been playing damn good. So, I don't know. Now, if somebody come and just try to steal him, hell no. Got to make him worth the while.
Yeah, I agree with you, man.
And we also, listen, another thing. We never want to pay anybody. Because every time somebody wants a contract, the first thing we think about is getting rid of them. Maybe keeping some people around and having some stability might make us be a team like some of these other teams out there. Because I listen every year, media and fans around here. Every time somebody wants money, we want to get rid of them. So we're always starting over. But then we say, well, these other teams are constantly making these moves. You know why they make those moves? Because they pay people. And then they add people to something that's already good. We get people to be at a level, we get rid of them because we don't want to pay them. And then we go start over again. And then when we're average, we want to get mad. You can't keep expect. You want us to make moves to be average. And then when we're average, you're pissed. So you got to eventually pay somebody. They're going to set a great base for your team, and then you start adding pieces to it. Because the most expensive thing in your house better be your damn foundation, or that thing going to fall. So if we keep getting rid of people that we call foundation pieces, leadership pieces, because we don't want to pay them, how do we expect to be able to compete with the best of the best? Because they paying theirs.
It's a fair question. Do you believe at all this Terry McLaurin stuff?
No.
He's hurt. Jeffrey, would you trade Deron Payne?
If it meant us getting more picks to build the team in the future, why not? Why not?
B. Mitch. Von Miller, future Hall of Famer. Mm-hmm. One of the best to ever do it. Von Miller signed in Washington to be on to chase rings. He's at the ring chasing stage of his career. Do you think they should talk to Von and be like, look, man, we get it. If you maybe want to go somewhere, your agents can call people. Von was on with the Junks this morning. I'm curious if they asked him about the trade deadline at all.
I mean, what is somebody going to offer you for? If somebody comes in here and offer you something, hell yeah, make a move. But what are you expecting at this point? I understand Hall of Fame. What are you expecting based off of production now? What he did already is not going to get you nothing now. It's what he's doing now will get you something or not.
I got a name. Trying to think about who on this Commanders roster has real value. Wouldn't Laremy Tunsil have real value? Or is that a long-term piece for you? Because you're going to have to pay him next year.
I just say that, Jay. If you got to pay him, you pay him. If he's going to make your offensive line be more solid, you pay him. But the mindset would be, whoa, we don't have to pay him. We get rid of him and we bring somebody else in. Who else are you going to bring in? You going to start over again? I don't have a problem with players getting paid because I watch all these other teams that are in the playoffs consistently, in the Super Bowl, paying their players. And just like what you remember when I told you, Joe Banner, you say, he always bragged about them being under the cap and we were never in the Super Bowl. So when people always want to not pay our players and then we're not in the Super Bowl, we're not in the playoffs, I think it's relatively stupid and ignorant to not want to pay your players. Because they got the money to spend. So you're going to compete against people. I give you a car. You and I get the same car. And they give us $200 million to spend on that car. In like the whole year for all of our stuff. You finish the year with $120 million left. I finish the year with $40 million left. I won every race. Who made the best decisions? You can tell me how much you saved, but you didn't win nothing. I won. Because I spent it and I used it. That money that they tell them, like, they have a ceiling on it. I mean, a ceiling and they have a floor. We want to be closest to the ceiling. Because if we're not competing and in the show every year, then you're not doing what you're supposed to do with the money. If we're in the show every year, I could understand saying, if we're in the Super Bowl and we got $30 million left and $40 million left in the cupboard, that's big time. But how often does that happen?
Fair question. I mean, Washington has a number of veterans that maybe help a team. What about a guy like Frankie Louvu? I don't know that this suspension helps his trade value. He's going to appeal it, obviously.
Yeah. Should appeal it. I mean, you find me. Nobody ever called nothing on me. Have they been calling him and say, hey, you know, one more, you might be so-and-so.
He's been fined twice, so he did know that I'm sure he knew he was fined, right?
But still, I feel this way. If it wasn't called on the field, shouldn't have some flunky in some damn office telling me I'm fine. You should be fining a person that didn't call the damn penalty. See, when you don't hold somebody accountable in a position of referee, it doesn't change. It doesn't make the player change up. So the player has to know more than the referee.
Let's hit some of these phones. A lot of folks on the line. We're going to keep the phones open the entire next hour. So if you're on hold, just chill. We're getting to you. Anthony's in Georgetown. What up, Ant?
Hey, good morning. First time caller. Great to be on your show.
Appreciate you calling, man.
the objective's got to be, number one, we've got to beat Detroit. That's the number one objective. Then number two, qualify for the playoffs, obviously. And number three, I'm going to say it, win the Super Bowl. So, you know, can we add value to our squad? If the answer is yes, then who do we go after? Otherwise, we hold our cards. For me, we can say what we want about the quarterback, but who is our backup to Mariota now? Does anybody know?
Josh Johnson.
Josh Johnson. And then Hartman.
Okay. And how do we feel about him?
How do we feel about who?
Josh Johnson.
I think he's played around a good bit. He has good experience. But to be honest with you, I don't know many people out there right now you're going to find for him.
Right. Well, we keep him. Now, I wasn't suggesting that we're going to trade him because, again, Marcus Mariota, it's football. And no one says that he's going to be unscathed in the next game. If he gets injured, all our eggs are in one basket for Josh Johnson, is part of my point. So if we're happy with the quarterback depth right now, so be it. But I'm going to pivot over to Tress Way. For me, Tress Way is our MVP. Would anybody dispute that?
Tress is he's played well.
Tress has done his job at a high level since he's gotten here.
Are you trying to trade Tress Way? Because I will hang up
never,
on your ass.
But
if,
never.
Your punter is your MVP, that's a problem.
Who was my man? It was a Pro Bowler one year when you were playing in the bad Norv years. Wore a watch. Reggie Roby. Yeah. Listen, show rule. If you call in suggesting to trade Tress Way, we will hang up on your ass. All right? That's the people's
part. But I'm just saying, but it's great. Tress does a great job. Tress is, both of us, a good friend of ours. But if your punter is your MVP,
you're in trouble.
Your team's in trouble.
If your punter's your MVP, you're probably 3-6.
Tress is our Oklahoma lifestyle reporter.
That's true. He wears a lot of hats for us. Get the hell out of here saying you're... What? Let's just entertain that thought for a moment.
No, I'm not. No. See, I keep telling you, the way you got to be, we don't have to entertain stuff just because that's what people do. So that's why, you know what, I don't get caught up in this in that SM world.
That was a call right there. Did he want them to trade for a quarterback?
I don't know. Where that started? I don't know where it was going. It was like he was saying, who's the backup? And then he mentioned Josh. He said, we don't know who they are, but we knew. Then Josh Johnson. Then I don't know if he was suggesting you got to get rid of him or what. But at this point in week 10, any quarterback that's walking around out there is probably not that damn good.
No.
Yeah. I think me, you, Jeff, or Landfield could do a better job than most of them.
There's not 32 good starting quarterbacks. The people walking around that say they want to play,
they're not that good.
The Saints just benched Rattler to go to Shock or whatever that dude's name is.
Shook.
Cody Shook, who's just living in Hawaii, by the way. Shout out to Cody.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's time to take command.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. I'm Grant Paulson, and along with my co-host, 10-year NFL tight end Logan Paulson, we break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis, honest evaluations, and the context you need to truly understand the game. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pod.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's. I appreciate that dude calling. Don't ever call in here and suggest trade Tress. We'll try again. Rob is in D.C. What's up, Rob?
What's up, Rob? How you doing, man?
Yo, what's up, guys? Appreciate y'all taking my call.
Right. Appreciate your call.
Man, so look, I wish we would have played it like the freaking Eagles, like Howie Roseman, right? Sat Marshawn Lattimore, traded him, see what we can get for him, right? Now he's out with an ACL. We can't do anything with him. right? But I'm selling. Let's sell and let's get some of our picks back. Adam Peters came in and said he didn't want to spend a lot of money on vets and free agents or whatever. You know, he wanted to build through the draft, right? But then he completely does the opposite in this offseason. We are in the division with Howie Roseman, the best GM in the league. Adam Peters, I'm going to need you to change your name to Roseman. Because we're not doing anything. But we definitely need to sail. To me, the season's a wash. Our tailgates are going to be legendary because we're going to be losing. We have nothing else to do, man. Let's just wrap it up and look forward to next year. I know it might sound like a loser, but hey, man, I drank some of the Kool-Aid, and now I'm sad again, man. I'm sad. I feel like we are the Redskins. We are who we thought we were, bro. That's it.
Sorry, Rob. You're down in the dumps. Jeff?
People at that point already, this is the difference. Okay. You're in a new regime with a new build, and you're already there when I just saw for 20 something years people just hung along.
If you're depressed because they're losing, I get it. If you're giving up on the future, I disagree.
I can understand I don't understand depression in sports. I don't. I can understand some sadness, but not depression. Not for sports. In the whole scheme of things, this is not very important in your life.
All right. Let me be the devil's advocate. Because there is a fan side to this that you never experienced because you were a player.
Yeah, but I've allowed myself to become
a... There are people that this is their life.
I understand that, but
so they're going to be depressed.
I understand what you're saying, Jay, but in the big scheme of things, it is not their damn life.
You're not incorrect, but like there are people... I mean, how many people do we know that have a Skins tattoo or the W tattoo now? A lot.
Yeah, but...
There are people that plan...
That's choices we make.
B, there was a couple last month. I heard about this on PFT's podcast. There was a couple last month that had their wedding during a Browns tailgate. Like, there are people that, fan is short for fanatic.
I understand what you're saying. You still can't make me think that watching this team is more important than life issues. I understand. We put stuff in different areas. When you go by life or death type stuff, it is not there. So, I understand what you're saying. But... There are a lot of things in life that we like, love, but when we start thinking about the vital, important things, we find out they're not that important. That's all I'm saying.
Would you trade Deebo Samuel? Pat is in Mechanicsville. What's up, Pat?
What's going on, man? Yeah, I tried to trade the whole team, man. Because I'm going to tell you what, this team is garbage. The defense is absolutely garbage. I mean, that you know, we could sit there and talk about we could trade for this one, trade for that one. If you can't stop nobody, what's the use trading, you know, somebody, you know? And like I say, poor dear Lattimore, I'm sorry he got hurt, but I'm so glad that gentleman is not on the field no more, because I saw Monday night when he got burnt by somebody, and somebody was, I think it was Horton, and the guy on defense said something to him, and then he took his hand and just like shrugged the guy off, and I'm like, you know, that's enough. I don't need to see that. And you know, Quinn ain't gonna let the team quit, but it wouldn't hurt my feelings. We lost all the rest of the games this year just so we can get a higher pick, and you know, I hate to say that, but that's just the way I feel. Thanks, man. Y'all have a good one.
Appreciate the call, Pat.
I don't want to see that.
No.
I damn sure don't want to see that.
It's way too early.
See, that's what I mean. See, I will never,
you know,
ever.
You realize that would mean 3-13.
I'll never have that mindset that I want to lose. I want them to lose the rest of them. Never.
All right, phone lines.
I got to talk about it. It's not easy to talk about good stuff.
Bro.
It's still the best.
On a personal level, you know how much it sucks having to work a locker room in late December when a team is riding a 7-game losing streak? Because I know how much that sucks. The players don't want to be there. We don't want to be there.
It's just me having to get in front and talk about it. It's depressing. Now, that's depressing. I can say depressing then, right?
Listen, phone lines are lit up. We're going to take all your calls. Phones are open the entire hour. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's time to take command.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. I'm Grant Paulson, and along with my co-host, 10-year NFL tight end Logan Paulson, we break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis, honest evaluations, and the context you need to truly understand the game. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pod.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.